This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, how do we know you're a cougar, right? You are older than your boyfriend.
By a few years, yes.
Okay. You're not going to say how many.
You go, girl.
But you know what, Cato? I know that you like older women.
Well, Bob, yeah. Never really dated any.
Okay, but you do say that you think that catching someone that's like 80.
Well, yeah,
with a lot of money.
I tell you, yeah. Nowadays it's going to be in the 90s, I'm sure, because they're living older these days.
Okay.
And you say he never dated anyone older, but he did date Heidi for a little while.
That's true.
No. It's been a long time ago.
We're very good friends.
You were a cougar back then too.
Right.
Wow, has been.
Heidi's always been a cougar. Are you kidding? Think of anyone she ever dated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always been younger.
Well, more younger men date and marry older women than we realized, and it's growing. They say despite stereotyping and stigma, age gap relationships between younger men and older women continue to grow.
The gap or the number of them?
The number of them.
Okay.
So there's more and more younger guys dating older women.
Is because they just want another mom to keep taking care of them?
Yes.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because I have read that there is no love like a homeless man. In other words, if a guy has no place to live, he'll love a woman.
Okay. I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Me either, but I like it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, here's the reasons they say younger men love older women. The men who were interviewed, and they did a bunch of interviews, These are what they shared, the things they shared, including the fact that they are self-assured. Older women are self-assured. Self-confident and sharp conversationalists who are not just focused on starting a family. That's some of the top reasons why.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up instead of the fact that we, no one will love us but a homeless person.
No, I mean, I didn't mean homeless. I just mean, a guy with no place to live.
And he didn't say no one would love you like that but a homeless person. He said no one would love you like a homeless person.
Yeah, there's no love like a man who has no place to live.
Well,
oh my God, like an older woman is a last resort. That's really sad. It's not like that.
Wow, she takes it very negatively, doesn't she?
Yes.
Well, and that can go for younger women who has a boyfriend that won't work. He'll love her as long as she's taking care of him.
Well, the guys in the survey said that they felt like they also, once they dated the older woman who had this self-confidence and was a sharp conversationalist and self-assured, it also made them feel that way. Their level of confidence and self-esteem rose with that.
Mm.
So.
Well, I like it.
Yeah. And they said the older women have more life experience.
Yeah.
Emotional stability as well. And grounding. I don't know if they're grounding the boyfriend or not.
You're grounded.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah.
You know, I immediately think of Ashton Kutcher when he was dating or married to Demi Moore.
Yeah.
And I thought it was such an unusual relationship because he was about the age of her daughters.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and so it was so strange. And I know Bruce Willis had to be like, this is really weird. I mean, this kid could be my kid and he's dating my ex-wife.
Yeah. That didn't know it lasted too long.
It did, too. It lasted for like 7 years or something.
Yeah, okay.
Did it?
I was surprised at how long it lasted.
Hmm.
I wonder if he had a place to live.
Probably not, Cato.
Because
that 70s show, it ended.
That's true.
He didn't have that TV show anymore.
That's the only reason why he liked her.
So I'm just saying, we were saying that you might want to question your boyfriend, Heidi.
Did he have a place to live when he met you?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Having
a good time.
Yeah, but more and more older women. So that's I don't know what target you're looking for, Kate. I'd just be thinking about
that. We do know what target he's looking for.
Well, okay.
About to die with a lot of money
and no
relatives.
Yeah. No beneficiaries.
That's his secondary retirement plan. He's got the lottery and the marry an old lady.
Yeah.
Kato, you're not homeless, are you?
Well, I was going to say, when this job ends, I'm going to need somebody to help me out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.